God's sovereignty, human free will. I mean, one of the biggest of all issues that there is for anyone to resolve. And in fact, I wrote a book called Hand in Hand, and I deliberately had a lowercase h and then an uppercase H on the second hand. So our hands are small hands, you know, in the hands of God, hand with a capital H. And that deals with sovereignty and free will. So I totally solved that problem in that book. No, you can't do that. Here's the thing. Scripture makes very, very clear that God is absolutely sovereign. And also that he has entrusted us with the gift of free will. Now, there's a lot of sovereignty passages, and there's a lot of free will passages. The free will passages usually aren't explicitly talking about free will. They're just calling upon us to choose, make choices, do the kinds of things that we do as human beings. You know, every time Scripture calls upon us to do something, it assumes that we have the ability to make that choice, to obey or disobey. You can't obey unless you have the capacity to choose. Now, but then you've got all the sovereignty of God passages, and you have some passages where the two are combined together. An example of one of those is in Philippians, where it says in chapter 2, verse 12, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you've always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." And you say, oh, well, that's clearly a human choice, volition, free will thing, right? We're to not work for your salvation, because no, not at all, but work out your salvation. The salvation God has put in you, you work it out. In other words, you got a choice. God isn't going to do it all. I mean, if God was doing it all, he wouldn't say work it out, because work takes work, effort. That's what's involved. Again, not working for your salvation, but the salvation God has put in you working out. So as soon as he says that, you go, oh yeah, okay, it's all about the free will of man. That's what it's all about. Now, and then it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you. Oh, so I work out my salvation, for it is God at work in me, which means without God working in me, I can't work out my salvation. So is it sovereignty of God, or is it free will of man, of human beings? And the answer is yes, it is both. And not only that, it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. See, it starts out with this major free will, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, and then it becomes, not only is it God who works in us, but he works to will and to act according to his good purpose. So God even implants in us the desire, as born-again Christians and dwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, the desire to follow him. You know, you don't just come up with that on your own. And when we call upon people to follow Christ, we're calling upon them to believe in Jesus, who does a miracle of salvation and brings them life. But the analogy of Lazarus, you know, he's in the tomb, and Jesus says, "Lazarus, come forth." Dead people don't have the capacity to hear and obey unless they're given that capacity and made alive to do that. So then again, you see sovereign work. Let me just turn to one other passage, because I think this is one of those issues that's so big it merits a little bit more here. Colossians 1, And right at the end of the chapter, verse 28 and 29. We proclaim Him, that is Christ, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. Now listen to this. To this end, the end of presenting everyone mature in Christ, helping people grow in their faith, to this end, Paul says, I labor. Labor. Hard work. Discipline. Get up early. Work long hours. I work. Struggling. Yeah, it's a real struggle. I mean, this is free will. This is the ball's in our court. It's in our lap. We got to take action. We got to do something. We got to do something big time. To this end, I labor, struggling with all His energy. Well, wouldn't you think it would say struggling with all my energy? But it's with all His energy. Why? Because the energy comes from Him. With all His energy, which so powerfully works in me. His energy is powerfully working in me as I struggle and labor to do the work God has called me to do. And this is where you have the balance of, look, if I'm counting on my own strength to get through life, good luck on that one, because it's just not going to get you very far at all. But if on the other hand, I say, oh, I'm just going to leave it all up to God. There's an old expression, let go and let God, you know. And so then suddenly I'm really not doing anything for Jesus, and it must be God's fault because God isn't doing it. So we pray that a friend would come to faith in Jesus. And as we pray that the friend would come to faith in Jesus, what work does God do in our heart? He convicts us and prompts us and leads us to look for opportunities to share the gospel with the very friend we're praying for. So are we wanting God to save that person? Or are we thinking maybe we have some responsibility in the process of sharing the gospel? And the answer is both. So this is the thing. Don't pit sovereignty, free will against each other.